Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So how do you pay homage to Vin Scully while still being yourself and embracing it as the guy who follows, not the replacement, the way you talked about it, which makes all the sense in the world. How do you still pay homage to Vin?
I think that it's by recognizing what people love so much about him. First and foremost, I think, was his ability to tell stories. And so when I go back, you know, 2016, I was doing road games. He was doing home games. And so when I wasn't doing the road games, I was listening to Vin through the home games. And I would find myself kind of getting lost as a fan, just enjoying his stories. And then I'd go back and critique myself, as we've talked about, and I'd hear my ears perk up as I was telling stories. My ears would perk up as I'd hear myself tell stories. And it's like, I'm not very good at this, but just the human condition is to want to hear stories. And so recognizing that it's part of what made him great and it's what people appreciate and expect, then appreciating that there's something to it and realizing even when I do it poorly, I think that it adds so much. And just combining those things and realizing that it needed to be part of Dodger broadcasts, I've made it as much of it a part of it as I can. And I've had to work really hard at it because like nobody's as good of a storyteller as Vin. Nobody ever will be. I stunk at it, and still I don't think I'm great at it, but I've studied it. I've read books about storytelling, and in the same way that I was critiquing, you know, right down to the word, how I was calling a double in the gap, I do the same with storytelling now. So the storytelling component would probably be the biggest thing. People say like, oh, you laid out there and really let the crowd talk like Vin. Well, Vin's not the only guy that does that, right? Like most broadcasters have an appreciation for laying out. So that's not one that I think consciously like, okay, you know, Vin would lay out here. I've got to lay out. It's more Vin humanized these guys and I'm not doing it just because Vin did it. I'm doing it because I heard Vin do it and it's awesome. And I think that it should be part of it.
Well, Vin probably heard Red Barber do it, you know?
Sure.
And Vin developed it on his own. Probably heard Bill Stern telling sports stories on the radio back in the 30s and 40s. You know, like there's a lineage of it. There's a reason we love the stories. It's what storytelling books is interesting, like Power of Myth, Joseph Campbell, that kind of stuff. Or like
I haven't read that. I think I need to. Let's see. I got a few over here. The Art of Storytelling is one I've read. The Power of Storytelling. There's one that I started to get into and then it didn't really line up. Are you familiar with the Moth series?
Yeah, absolutely. The radio series, The Moth. Absolutely.
Yeah. They have a storytelling guide, but I got into it about a chapter in and realized that it was more about like telling your own story, which is, it's a different thing, I think, than we're doing. But yeah, those are the two that I see right on my shelf right now that popped to mind and, you know, all kinds of notes that I took from those and every now and then we'll refer back to.
You know, there was a moment in my day job with Parkins and Spiegel last year, I think it was. I grabbed a touchdown that I happened to hear you make while I was watching Red Zone one Sunday afternoon. And I'm breaking my own rule as I talk football on a baseball podcast. But It was a very little known Tampa Bay wide receiver who I'd never heard of, who I think had been an Olympic sprinter. And all of a sudden he caught a touchdown sort of out of nowhere. He was open and ran 30 yards into the end zone. And you gave the backstory as part of the call live. And I was like, holy hell, listen to that preparation that came out in the call that I caught on Red Zone. We played it the next day. But now that I hear you talk about it, it's your love of the storytelling that made you feel comfortable enough to get it in there in the call. And I'm so glad you did. I don't even know if you remember who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm glad that you point out the love of storytelling thing. So I like, as you know, all of us, I think as we get a little bit older, we deep dive and reflect a little bit. And the last few years I've tried to figure out like, what is it that I'm doing? What am I trying to do with these broadcasts? You know, like what's my purpose? And one of the things I think about is like on a very basic level, it's my job to bring joy to people, right? In this chair. And the way I try to do that is by sharing my love for baseball and stories. And I think about that every day. Like I love baseball or football. We're not allowed to say that. I don't want to break the podcast rules. I love sports. So just sharing my love for sports and stories. And when you look at it that way, that really helps drive a lot of what I do. You know, the prep during the day, it's kind of the quiet foundation of my call from 7 to 10 each night is looking at it that way. Like really what is, and it's kind of a cheesy way to look at it, I think, but it works and it powers you through the, you know, 9-1 blowout on a Tuesday in August when the team's already 20 games up in first place. Who cares if the game at that point doesn't matter? What matters is it's my job to bring joy to people. And I have a couple ways of doing that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think even fans who might consider themselves numbers wonks or analytical to the nth degree, they love the stories, even if it's not fully conscious. So I think you've tapped into the right thing. There's a million of them, but is there a Vin story that you remember hearing or a Vin moment that jumps to you that we ought to go listen to, just how he handled a story or something? Could be from 2016 or could be anything that linked for you.
He had some good Bumgarner ones. I think there's one about Bumgarner killing a snake.
You know, Bumgarner tells a story which, in a sense, reminds you of what it takes to be a big league ball player. It's 2 years ago in spring training, and he and his wife were roping cattle, which is what they do. 1-1 pitch, sinker low, ball two, 2-1. And they were startled by a large snake. And Madison thought it was a rattlesnake, so he grabbed an axe and he hacked the snake to pieces. But there's something more to the story. 2-1 pitch, low, ball three, 3-1. When his wife, Allie, and an expert field dresser examined what was left of the snake, She found two baby jackrabbits inside pieces of the snake and extracted them. 3-1 pitch to Turner, way inside, ball four. And after she extracted them a short while later, the Bumgarners noticed that one of the rabbits had moved slightly. It was alive. Well, his wife brought the rabbit back to their apartment. For the next few days, they kept it warm, bottle nursed it, and the rabbit soon was healthy enough that they released it into the wild. And Madison said, just think about how tough that rabbit was. First it gets eaten by a snake, then the snake gets chopped to pieces, then it gets picked up by people and lives. It's all true. Meanwhile, line drive base hit to center by Hendrick, and the Dodgers are in business, first and second and nobody out. So I guess really the morale to the whole story about the rabbit and the snake, you've got to somehow survive. You've got to somehow battle back. A lesson well taught for all of us.
Jeez, I mean, the thing with him was it was like the game knew that he was telling the story and the game was going to play along in order for him to finish the story, not just give him time to finish it, but then when he did, the inning was going to wrap up. I get so pissed. Like, I feel like it's the opposite for me. I go into a story and the guy hits into a double play. I'm like, you kidding me? Like, come on, Vin. I know you're upstairs watching now. You can't help me out. You can't make that happen for me from up above. But it was amazing how the game seemingly played right into his storytelling hands all the time. Just uncanny.
You know, I realized, and I admitted this the other day. I mean, I love the rules this year. I've been calling it the New Deal because I think what Theo has done, it's just as important as what FDR did, in my opinion, in the 30s, you know? So,
yes.
It's the same level of importance. But all the rules, all the rules working together to do what they're doing. But I just realized I feel rushed when I'm listening to a broadcast. I had to admit it here at midseason. I feel a little rushed if I get to be part of one, but even just as I'm listening. And I wonder if you feel rushed in a storytelling sense, it affects the pace of what you do.
I don't feel rushed. I love it like you do. But I don't tell as many stories. It's just not, there's not time to go much more than like an aside on a guy or a nugget. And I think that was one of the criticisms of me here in LA at first was that my stories were nuggets as opposed to true stories. Like Vin was going to spin a yarn. You can't really spin a yarn now. I think that I gotten much better at that as my career's gone on, but it's hard to do now. And it's hard to prepare those. Not hard, but it takes time to prepare those and to be ready to tell a drawn out, complete story. It just doesn't feel like the best use of my time anymore and my preparation to do these deep dives. It's more headline stuff because that's all there's room for.
That makes sense. And now that we're talking about it, kind of glad we didn't have to hear Vin adjust to the pitch clock. You know, I mean, like, obviously he did it. He did it for decades at that pace and was great at it. But as he settled into the longer games, we got more and more gold. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're dealing with it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. No, I am too. I think that we're all happy to have it this way.